Administration, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. 1. What factors must be considered in determining the basic structure of the MA office? Mission of the command, type of command, size, location, and special requirements of the command, local operating conditions, availability of personnel, and the emphasis to be placed on each law enforcement function. 2. Why was the Master at Arms rating established in 1973? For duties which were primarily related to good order, discipline, and safety. 3. When did the MA rating see its largest growth? As a result of the attacks against the USS Cole and the September 11th terrorist attacks. 4. What represents the machinery by which an organization plans and accomplishes its assigned responsibilities? Administration. 5. Where should personnel with specific legal and policy questions be referred for guidance and resolution? To the local staff judge advocate. 6. What is apprehension? It is defined as taking a person into custody. 7. What is the purpose of taking a person into custody? Only to restrain the violator until proper authority can be notified. 8. What is the military equivalent of the civilian term arrest? Apprehension. 9. When may apprehension be justified? When the facts and circumstances indicate that a person has committed an offense. 10. When may an officer be apprehended? Only on the orders of another officer or because of the seriousness of the offense. 11. What is the physical restraint of a person? Confinement. 12. What is the restraint of a person by an order not imposed as a punishment for an offense, directing him to remain within certain specified limits? Arrest. 13. What are the three forms of restraint? Confinement, arrest, and safekeeping, restriction in lieu of arrest. 14. How are arrest and restriction in lieu of arrest similar? In the respect that the party is required to stay within specified limits. 15. What is a quest for incriminating evidence? Search. 16. How many superiors should each member of an organization report to? One and only one. 17. What is taking possession of a person or some item of evidence in conjunction with the investigation of criminal activity? Seizure. 18. What is an examination conducted as an incident of command and has the primary purpose of determining the security, military fitness, good order, and discipline of the unit, organization, installation, vessel, aircraft, or vehicle? Inspection. 19. What is the reasonable belief that a crime has been committed, is being committed, or will be committed? Probable cause. 20. When does probable cause to seize property or evidence exist? When there is a reasonable belief that the property or evidence is an unlawful weapon, contraband, evidence of a crime, or might be used to resist apprehension or to escape. 21. What may be seized without probable cause and without a search warrant or search authorization? Abandoned property. 22. When may property or evidence be seized? With consent consistent with the requirements applicable to consensual searches under MRE 314. 23. What is a must for every effective organization? A clear objective, and every segment of the organization should understand its purpose in relationship to the accomplishment of the organizational objective. 24. How should the responsibility assigned to all segments and members of an organization be given to avoid duplication, omission, and neglect resulting from an unassigned duty? Specific, clear-cut, and understandable. 25. How should authority be delegated in an organization? To the lowest level practicable and should be sufficient to carry out the responsibilities assigned to that level. 26. What is the smallest element within the military structure that one individual controls, supervises, and directs? The section. 27. Why should authority and responsibility be sufficiently delegated to free the delegator of burdensome detail? To allow heads of organizations to manage by exception rather than by review of all routine subordinate actions. 28. How should functions be assigned within an organization? to a single segment of the organization with related functions grouped and unrelated functions separated. 29. Why should the organizational structure be reduced to writing and or chart form? To relate structure, assignment of functions, and relationship that members of the organization need to know. 30. What is the purpose of the structural chart? To outline the basic relationship of various components of an organization without including an excessive amount of distracting information. 31. What is the primary purpose of the functional chart? To fix responsibilities or duties by assigning them to specific components or segments of an organization. 32. Which chart shows the names, positions, and titles or grades of personnel as they fit into the plan of organization? Position chart. 33. What is a plan? A detailed statement of the course of action to be followed in accomplishing the commanding officer's mission. It may be written or oral as the situation warrants. 34. What is a program? A course of administrative action devised for the accomplishment of a specific objective according to a time schedule. 35. What is attempted in planning the location of law enforcement facilities? Consolidation of functions that reduce administrative overhead. 36. What is planning based upon in the absence of specific or pertinent orders or directives and pending the approval of the CO? Assumptions that are consistent with sound judgment and a thorough knowledge of the mission. 37. What should be considered when recommending unit and personnel requirements? Capabilities of organic units, additional support required, geographic, social, and political aspects of the area of operations, and the requirements for riot control, for confinement facilities, and for supporting military government. 38. What factors must be analyzed when determining the equipment required by master-at-arms units to perform their mission? Organic equipment of assigned and other available MA units, special equipment needs for riot control and similar needs that may be required, and estimated wear out, maintenance, and replacement rates. 39. What facilities may be required for the performance of law enforcement operations? Headquarters for directing police operations, confinement facilities for military prisoners, and facilities for special activities. 40. What is a common-sense, systematic method of identifying and analyzing work problems, developing solutions, and installing improvements? Work simplification. 41. What 5 techniques have been developed that the leading petty officer can use for improving work methods? Analysis of the distribution and volume of work, steps in the sequence of operations, physical motions involved, and space arrangements. 42. Who is responsible for formulating a comprehensive crime prevention program to be effective both within an installation and the surrounding community? The command. 43. What is an act or omission defined by law and made by constituted authority through a judicial proceeding for the protection of society? Crime. 44. What is the anticipation, recognition, and appraisal of a crime risk and the initiation of some action to remove or reduce it? Crime prevention. 45. What is a direct crime patrol method that applies to before-the-fact efforts to reduce criminal opportunity, protect potential human victims, and prevent property loss? Crime prevention. 46. What is a crime prevention inspection? An on-site evaluation of the crime prevention program of a unit, section, office, or other facility. 47. What is a crime prevention campaign? A program designed to deal with the control or prevention of specific types of crime based on patterns of occurrence, offenders, and victims. 48. What is crime repression? The reduction of crimes and offenses through such measures as patrolling and physical security and crime prevention surveys and inspections. 49. What is crime risk management? The development of systematic approaches to reduce crime risks. 50. Usually, what are the 2 factors present in the commission of any criminal act? The desire and the opportunity. 51. What is specifically the design of crime prevention? To nullify the individual's desire to commit criminal acts and to eliminate or neutralize the opportunity of committing such acts. 52. How can actual offenses be minimized and the effort expended on prosecuting of offenders avoided? by eliminating the opportunity to commit crime by the application of effective police preventative techniques and the minimization of desire to commit crime by the application of social welfare techniques available to the CO. 53. When is a crime prevention survey normally initiated? When the offense or incident rate increases and when statistics show the offenses are occurring in specific areas or at certain off-base establishments. 54. What is the objective of the crime prevention survey? To determine the causative factor responsible for the offenses to enable the formulation of recommendations for remedial action. 55. What is provided by physical security inspections? An evaluation of all the physical security measures, emergency and disaster plans, and other procedures used to protect an installation or activity within the installation. 56. Where should the primary emphasis be placed when a crime prevention survey of civilian establishments or areas is planned? On those establishments that are frequently visited by military personnel. 57. May a recommendation that a civilian establishment be placed off-limits to military personnel be based on a crime prevention survey? Yes. 58. What must be considered by personnel making a crime prevention survey and those reviewing the survey report? Every detail peculiar to a particular area, activity, or establishment and relevant to the purpose of the survey. 59. What techniques should be used by the crime prevention survey team if a meaningful, useful survey report and analysis are to be accomplished? Normal investigative techniques of observation, interview, collection of evidentiary data, and methodical notation thereof. 60. What is the twofold meaning of the term statistics? The science of the systematic collection, classification, tabulation, and interpretation of numerical facts, and the collection, classification, or tabulation of such facts. 61. What is the first step in using statistics of a crime prevention survey? Isolate specific aspects of the problem, such as the extent, character, location, and time of incidents. 62. What crime statistics are revealed by a crime survey? Both percentages and rate determinations. 63. What is the basis of calculating a percentage in relation to prime survey statistic percentages? 100. 64. What is used in sampling to derive a statistical picture of the entire population or group? A representative part of a population or group. 65. What type of report may be required at regular intervals and may, for purposes of clarity, be augmented by appropriate charts or graphs? Written analytical report. It provides the CO with a permanent record. 66. What aid provides a medium for presenting in a clear, understandable, logical, and interesting manner a collection of facts? Graphic presentation. 67. What is probably the most widely used form of graphic presentation? The curve or line chart, graph. 68. What is preferable to the curve chart when a sharper delineation of trend is to be shown? The vertical bar chart. 69. What is the primary disadvantage of the pie chart? Where many segments are involved, the chart will appear confusing. 70. What is the primary purpose of the frequency distribution table? To show the number and time or place of violations by category. 71. What is the spot map? Another way of graphically presenting data pertaining to frequency, type, and location of accidents or incidents. This chart is also considered to be an essential element of selective enforcement planning. 72. What form is used to record all incidents, complaints, and traffic accidents? Incident or complaint report. 73. What form is used when taking a written statement from a complaint, witness, or other interested party other than a suspect? Voluntary statement form. 74. What form is used to mark and identify specific items of evidence? Evidence tag. 75. What form is used prior to an interrogation or when taking a written statement from a military suspect? Military suspect's acknowledgement of rights form. 76. What form is used prior to an interrogation or when taking a written statement from a civilian suspect? Civilian suspect's acknowledgement of rights form. 77. What form is used to record and maintain a chain of custody for evidence and valuables received by a Navy law enforcement activity? evidence and property custody document. 78. What form is submitted to the CO or other person of authority to authorize a search, a basis for a command authorized search? Affidavit for search authorization. 79. What form, when completed by a person in authority, is your authorization to conduct a search of a specific person or place and to seize specific items? Command authorization for search and seizure. 80. What form is used to conduct a search of a person or that person's property who has given voluntary consent to be searched? Permissive authorization for search and seizure. 81. What form is used to record a chronological record of all incidents, reports, complaints, and so forth? Desk journal, formerly called a desk blotter, maintained at a patrol or security headquarters. 82. What form is used to record personal data of persons interviewed or interrogated and to record all pertinent facts of the interview or interrogation? Interview and interrogation log. 83. Why is a publication that is not up to date or one that has been changed incorrectly useless? Because it can give wrong directions. 84. What directive outlines the organizational structure of the DON and publishes the principles and policies by which the Navy is governed? United States Navy Regulations. 85. Who publishes and distributes uniform regulations? Chief of Naval Personnel. 86. What directive covers such matters as nonjudicial punishment, review of court-martial proceedings, new trials, and limitations on punishments? Manual for Courts-Martial, United States, 1984. 87. Which OPNAV instruction pertains to the U.S. Navy Physical Security and Loss Prevention Program? OPNAV Instruction 5530.14 Series. 88. Which directive sets forth the basic policies, standards, and procedures for the operation of Navy confinement facilities? Corrections Manual. 89. What publication sets forth regulations and provides guidance governing the conduct of all members of the U.S. Navy and is prepared and distributed by the CNO? Standard Organization and Regulations of the U.S. Navy, SORM. 90. Who prepares and distributes the Information Security Program Regulation? CNO. 91. Who normally furnishes escorts for the CO, XO, and high-ranking visitors on inspections, trips, and other functions as requested? The Chief Master at Arms. 92. Where is complete information found concerning honors and ceremonies? Chapter 10 of U.S. Navy Regulations. Additional information may be found in Flags, Pennants, and Customs, NTP 13. 93. What are the first needs when beginning work in a new billet? Learn as much as possible about the overall organization. 94. What action is taken when there is a need to rearrange the office furniture? Place the desk so that people who use them will have enough light but no glare. 95. What action should be taken if required to clean another person's desk? Try not to disturb the arrangement of their papers. 96. How should a telephone conversation be opened? With a phrase that identifies the office to the person answering the telephone. 97. Why is it considered wise to make notes when being given instructions? Because notes provide a means of refreshing memory and they help to ensure a concentration on the directions as given and to understand clearly what is to be done. 98. Where can detailed information concerning the security of classified information be found? In the Department of the Navy Information Security Program Regulation, ISP, SecNav Instruction 5510.36 Series. 99. What regulation covers the disclosure of information that may be appropriately limited to official use even though such material is unmarked? Navy Regulations, Article 1252. 100. What does official correspondence in the Navy include? All recorded communications sent or received by a person in the Navy in the execution of the duties of office. 101. Where is the format of the standard letter precisely defined? The Navy Correspondence Manual, SecNav Instruction 5216.5 Series. 102. Who normally controls the serialization of correspondence for the activity? The Admin Department. 103. When is correspondence dated? On the date that it is signed. 104. What does the term bidirection mean? Signed by direction of the commanding officer, and it is only used when the person signing is authorized in writing to do so. 105. What is an endorsement? A brief form of naval letter used to approve, disapprove, forward, or comment on the contents of a letter that is transmitted through one or more addressees before it reaches its destination. 106. What is a message? An official communication in brief form transmitted by electrical means through Navy telecommunication centers. 107. When is a message used? For urgent communication where speed is of primary importance. 108. What form is used for preparing naval messages where the computer program isn't available? Department of Defense Message Form 173, DD-173, and they are typed with an OCR font with the characters set for 10 pitch on the typewriter. 109. How are naval messages prepared? In accordance with the Naval Telecommunications User's Manual, NTP 3. 110. What constitutes the SSIC found in the text of a message? An appropriate five-number group preceded by the letter N, taken from the latest edition of SecNav Manual 5210-2, SSIC Manual. 111. What are the symbols that should not be used on messages? Number sign, at sign, percent, fractions, asterisk, underscore, and cent sign. 112. When is a date-time group assigned by the communications office? At the time of release of the message. 113. What are the six digits used for a date-time group? The first two digits represent the day of the month, and the last four digits represent the time of the day. 114. What is used for standard time through the service? Greenwich Mean Time. 115. How is Greenwich Mean Time designated? By the letter Z, Zulu. 116. What directive prescribes policies, outlines procedures, and furnishes detailed information for the preparation of correspondence? The Navy Correspondence Manual, SecNav Instruction 5216.5 Series. 117. What is provided by the Directives Issuance System? A uniform method of issuing directives by all activities in the Navy. 118. What directive sets forth the Directives Issuance System? Department of the Navy Directives Issuance System, SecNav Instruction 5215.1 Series. 119. What are the types of directives used in the Directives Issuance System? Instructions and Notices. 120. What are instructions? Directives that contain information of a continuing nature or require continuing action. An instruction has continuing reference value and is effective until the originator cancels or supersedes it. 121. What are notices? Directives of a one-time nature or directives that contain information or action applicable for a brief period only, usually 6 months or less, but in no case more than 1 year. 122. When should legal size cabinets be used? Only when the greater portion of the material to be filed is larger than 8.5 by 11 inches. 123. Why should five-drawer file cabinets be used whenever possible? Because they contain more filing space than four-drawer cabinets and occupy the same deck space. 124. What should file drawers be equipped with? Adjustable backstops, called compressors. 125. What defines the element of security for the various stowage containers used for classified material? The Department of the Navy Information Security Program Regulation, ISP, SecNav Instruction 5510.36, Series. 126. What are the three factors to be considered in determining the security of file cabinets? 1. Portability. 2. Ease or difficulty of opening by unauthorized persons. And 3. Fire resistance. 127. What are the two sizes of standard file folders? 1. Letter size, 9 by 11¾ inches, and 2. Legal size, 9 by 14¾ inches. 128. What is a number that stands for the subject of a document? the standard subject identification code, Sierra Sierra India Charlie. 129. What provides a method for filing documents with consistency and retrieving them quickly? The use of SSICs. 130. What may be used for cross-referencing filing when a letter arrives without an extra carbon copy? An optional form OF-21. 131. When should endorsements be cross-referenced? When they contain subjects not covered by the basic correspondence. 132. What is coding? The simple process of writing the file numbers or symbols on the papers to be filed. 133. What action should be taken with oversized material that cannot be folded to fit neatly in a regular file? It should be filed separately in suitable equipment, and its location should be noted on the related basic document or on a cross-reference sheet in the regular file. 134. What is required when anything is removed from the files? A record should be made of its whereabouts. A charge-out record, OF-23, may be used. 135. Why are reports, tickler files, maintained? To ensure that reports are prepared correctly and well in advance of their due dates. 136. What is a tickler file? A system for alerting people sufficiently before the actual due date so that reports may be promptly submitted. 137. What should be done to set up a tickler file? A 3x5 file card should be prepared for every recurring report that originates in the office. 138. How should the tickler file cards be sorted? By frequency of the reports. 139. How should the tickler file cards be arranged? So that they will reach the front of the file a certain number of days before the report is due. 140. How often is the tickler file checked? Daily. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at navybmr.com.